Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There was a big difference between the performance.
Yeah. The first half. So let me say it like this: I think I spoke a couple of times about periods when we had 5 games in 13 days, stuff like that, really tough. Now we had 11 days off. We trained 5 days of these 11 days, and we lacked rhythm. So it's not. I don't complain about it. It's our fault, but it's really tricky. But the other team had the same situation and they had rhythm, because it's pretty important that they have a good start. And we had the opposite of a good start. We put ourselves under pressure in the first, with the first ball pretty much. They had corners, throw-ins, blah, blah, blah. And then we were kind of in a rush. We had football moments. They were all right without creating properly, but they were all right, but not enough. Then we played long balls when we should have played between lines and the other way around as well. So it was not good. Half time, we had 2 or 3 situations we could show the boys how it should look, and helped a little bit with the position change of the front three. But in general, we showed them where the spaces are, where we could play, and how important it is that we really push up to win the balls back high. Yeah, and now the start in the second half was our start. It's the other way around. And if in a moment we find rhythm, we are strong. I have to say that looks then really, really good. But without rhythm, probably nobody's strong but we as well. So we should start games better. But, it's about 98 minutes, interestingly. Today, it's about to win the games in the end. And, as long as you stay in the game, pretty much everything what happens in the game is allowed. It's not, you don't have to perform 98 minutes on an absolute top level. That's pretty rare. And today, step by step, we found a way in the game and won it.
There were a lot of good performances in the second half, but Alexis McAllister in the first half in particular was one.
Thank you for mentioning that. Sometimes people forget that, because in the second half we scored the goals. Absolutely exceptional performance, I have to say. I'm so happy for us, obviously, but for him as well. He's a really good footballer. Let me say it like that. And he did defensively the job, and offensively is anyway a super important player for us. Was calm on the ball. All the good things in the first half already happened with him. So, and yeah, really happy. That's the plan. If that's already decided, 100%, I don't know. But that's the plan. If he cannot, however long he has, he's out, and I think it makes, probably everybody sees like that makes sense that he just is doing the rehab then with us or with our people. And that's the plan. But if that's now written in stone already, I don't know.
Have you spoken to him?
Yes, directly after, but since, pretty much the night when it happened. Since then, he's in contact with our doctor, and the doc tells me the news, and so I think he will be back, but wait.
Just say, however long he's out, it's best to do it with you. Does that mean you could go back again, or
do you think that? I'm not a doctor, so I would say if he is fit before. If Egypt qualifies for the final, if he's fit before the final, then probably yes.
Thank you.
Why not? That's clear. It's just a tournament, but it's, now it's about Ivory Coast. I'm sure it's a wonderful country, but it's probably now for players. And we have no people from us there. And their people have to take care of the players who are playing. So let's see.
Yes.
Hopefully the same as you. Pretty good. Really, really good. Very impressive. I can say exactly the same as I said after. I'm a wonderful kid, really. And a real hard worker and a good footballer. And he's a defender, but he's as well. He can attack. He could have scored. Probably should have scored a header. I forgot that. Oh, yeah. No, he should have scored in that situation. But anyhow, it was a really good game. And for the first one, sometimes you have to forget your first game because it's just the first one. No, we shouldn't. That's a good start.
What happened to the last one?
Darwin Nunez started on the left and then you moved him to the middle. Did you see in the first half that make you think you need to move to the middle? And then what change did that bring for you?
Look, in a situation we are with our Moore, for example, we have to find a way, and we have players who can play the right wing, and they all can play the right wing, but which is the best position, and how do we set up the rest around? And Darwin can obviously play the left wing, he did before. We were in general in the first half too static, so, but on the left wing as well. So Darwin plays there, Joe is a bit deeper, blah, protects there, waiting too much for long balls in behind. Not really involved enough possession moments. Lucha struggled slightly on the right wing, and Yogo played an okay game, I think, but we had not a lot of moments there, to be honest. So, and then we had to make a decision and bring Darwin in his 1A position, bring Lucha in his 1A position, and ask Yogo to do the job there. And Yogo is, how I said, they all can play the right wing, and he did before. But on top of that, a really smart player. But in general, we played much better. We just started playing better. So midfield as well. And that's important because, I'm not 100% which goal we scored after we won the ball back, but that wouldn't have happened in the first half. I'm pretty sure because we didn't push up. This halftime, they are important. You can ask me, and completely rightly so, why you didn't start like that in the first place. It's absolutely right. But the good thing is that you have the halftime and you see yourself. We see it from outside, but it's difficult to change it then on the pitch because we spoke about that before. And, where are the half spaces? We had two or three good moments which we could show the boys. If you do that, then Bournemouth will see that we are stronger than we showed up in the first half. And that's the first step into the game. And that's why it was, in the end, a super deserved win, which didn't look like that for a long time in the first half.
Very quickly, Curtis.
We all hope, and Curtis as well. He felt a little bit. He had last week already a little bit, but then nothing was there. And Curtis, the very experienced player, thought it's 3-0. Why should I risk it? I hope that's exactly how it was. Welcome.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.